It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna.
It's Monday, July 13th, 2020. I'm Beckler.
It's good.
Thank
I'm Shauna.
I really hung one out when you were gone.
Did you?
Really hung it out
really
there.
Really good.
Yeah, just
good.
Left it up there. You could taste it on the tip of your tongue.
Mm.
How was your trip to Saskatchewan?
It was good. It was really good.
See any hot cousins?
No, I don't have any cousins there.
Oh.
Nope. I'm sure that there were some other cousins that were macking as they macking, just making out with one another. Yeah, it was awesome. I rented a boat.
I saw that.
Went ripping around in the lake. I actually went bike riding and I went swimming for the first time since surgery. Two things that I didn't know if I could do, and I could do both.
Felt good.
So damn exciting. Yeah. Was biking and had like went up hills and was putting resistance on my new knee and
nice.
Testing it out and didn't bother me at all. So it's always exciting as you get like one more step further and you know it doesn't hurt again. You're like, it's getting better.
We were camping near Castle Falls.
Yeah, it looked amazing.
What an incredible place. And I just found it by looking at Google Maps. I spent so much time on Google Maps and I was just kind of following the roads and where they went off into the bushes. And I was like, hey, this place looks kind of cool. So I did some research and sure enough, yeah, like it's right on, I think it is Castle River, I think, kind of near Castle Mountain Resort.
Right, yeah.
And there's a waterfall there and you could do a bit of cliff diving and the water's like turquoise blue.
Yeah.
And you can see right to the bottom, all like the rocks are like, it looks like the bottom of a fish tank because they're all different colors.
That's awesome.
So cool.
Was it a bit nippy in the water?
Freezing. Yeah. Absolutely freezing.
Glacier fed, of course, but
I mean, there were fly fishermen out there on the river and that looks like such a peaceful activity. That's something I wish I could do.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's just like there are campgrounds, but we camped kind of on the public use land and I bought a chainsaw. So I had that fired up and I was cutting some wood, sleeping in the bush. Mosquitoes were horrible, but it was so relaxing. It was great.
Some good old Sasky activities, aside from making out with your cousin. Did
no
you do that?
Cousin loving, no.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
It's so weird to think that Stampede would have wrapped up yesterday.
Yeah. Did you hear the fireworks last night?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't venture out to go look at them. I did on the first night, but it was Sunday. I was like, I need to go to sleep. But I did hear them. I heard them loud and clear. But yeah, it's bizarre because normally when Stampede goes on, it feels like it lasts a really long time. Like you go through it.
Yeah.
It feels like a very long 10 days. Always lots of fun, but very long. And this time kind of went, came and went like a fart in the wind. You know, like it's kind of like, oh, it's done now.
It seems like those Friday night fireworks just happened.
Right.
And now it's all over. Yeah. And you're right. Normally it's like you're gearing up for.
Yes.
For the long haul, like some late nights,
oh, yeah.
Some hungover mornings,
yep.
Some...
Yeah, lots of events and concerts and nonstop things to go to and things to do. And by the end of it, you're a little worn down. You're like, help! In the best way. But.
Which also means that a week of summer blew past quicker than...
Quickly.
Yeah.
I know. I don't like to think about it that way, really. It's funny, though, because, you know, there's no cheating when there's no stampeding.
Oh, boy.
So... I mean, that's a plus, right?
Yeah, for the past week, it wasn't stampeding.
It wasn't.
It was just cheating, which is kind of the case every year. You and I have said it's always very much cheating.
It's always very much cheating.
But this year, especially.
This year, it's definitely
there
cheating.
Was no stampeding.
There's no excuse of stampeding.
Just straight up cheating.
You're just cheating.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
We drove through Pincher Creek on Friday. I'd never been there before. It's a lovely little town.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that. I'm going there this weekend.
They have a bargain store there, Shauna.
Oh, yeah, they do have a bargain store.
And not only do they have a bargain store, it's for sale right now.
Their bargain store is for sale?
Yep. So you could...
Oh, my God.
You could be the owner of your own bargain store.
Bargain, bargain, bargain.
Some hot bargains in there. We were talking about the bargain store just recently on the show.
No, the bargain store.
Bargains.
Bargains.
I've always thought about how it might be nice to live in a smaller town in the foothills. So many of those places are so beautiful.
I know.
But the problem is that I'd have no work.
Yes, you know, because of the nature of our job.
We kind of need to be in bigger centers if you want to make any money.
Yeah. Otherwise, you kind of get paid in gift certificates and beer, which doesn't really pay the bills.
It only goes so far, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know how I could make a living in a small town with the skill set that I have. But
woodworking.
Yeah, but then who do you sell to?
Yeah, I guess.
You know, like we drove through at Beaver Mines, too, on the weekend, and there's 100 people there. Cool little town.
what would I do for work?
Yeah, it's true. And not to mention that everybody is handy if you live in a smaller town.
Absolutely.
Anyway, unlike the cities where people are like, I don't know how to put a couple pieces to wood together, so I'll buy it.
Yeah, and everyone there is like, I can do it myself.
I can make that. Yeah, it's true.
But now that I know the Pincher Creek Berrigan store is for sale, there's options, right?
You're going to buy the Berrigan store?
Well, that's my backup plan. If this doesn't work out.
Can you call it Beckler's Berrigans?
Beckler's Berrigans!
Yeah, come and get some of Beckler's Berrigans!
Get them with their hat!
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Have you ever thought about owning a seasonal business? I truly think that if you can make a successful seasonal business go, you're set for life. Like a marina or an ice cream shop or a shop in a tourist town that you can shut down in the slow season. It seems genius to me.
And then what do you do when you're not working?
Travel. Go do something. I don't know. Take some time off. Go enjoy the family. Any of that.
You'd have to make a lot of money in the on season, wouldn't you?
You would. But it's like the parents or the people who run the marina on my parents' lake. They work for 5 months of the year and then 7 months they're off. They work a ton during those 5 months.
I was going
to
say.
Needless to say. And I think that that's kind of the trade-off, right? Is you work your butt off during the on season, but then during the off season, you can take off. I met a guy over the weekend, and he's a bit of a hippie, and he runs a bike shop in the summer, and then in the winter, he says he goes to Ecuador because he shuts down the bike shop. He doesn't need it in the winter, and then he goes and travels. I was like, that's genius. There was another guy who, he was working at the restaurant. He was actually making our Caesar salad, and he was like, yeah, I'm here in the summer months, and then in the winter, I go around and travel, and I'm like, you people have this figured out.
Yeah, and I imagine, like you said, he's in Ecuador. I imagine the type of traveling he's doing isn't horrendously expensive.
No.
Probably just his flights are the big cost getting down there. And
Yeah, and it would probably have to be the way it is, unless you made a crap ton. I don't know how much. There's probably some of those businesses that make a crap load of money.
Yeah, that's true.
I was trying to think of what the downsides would be to that, though.
Just the fact that, like you said, you're probably working like a dog through the nicest part of the year where you live. Like, would you miss summer completely because you're
probably.
Working the whole time?
Yeah, so, and then you'd go and almost enjoy summer elsewhere, right?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, okay, yeah, that was not my summer. It was everybody else's, and then now I'll go enjoy my summer
right.
in other parts of the world. Yeah, or I guess maybe a business where if it's dependent on the weather, let's say. Like, I think a lot of those businesses, the weather has to be nice for them
right.
to make the max amount of money. And if it's a really crappy summer, then you might be in trouble, right?
I was going to say, yeah. Weather dependent?
Yeah, Canada's not a great thing when you have to depend on the weather, I suppose. So.
Yeah, and I wonder if you're always one bad summer away from financial ruin at that point.
Probably.
But, if you're like the nomadic type, it would be kind of cool to do all your work in 5 months and then take the next 7 off.
Hell, like run a food truck during the summer and then just
park
take
it
that
in a real
money.
Hot spot.
Yeah, just make a bunch of money then and then go.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
So the hair metal band Great White, who you'll probably know for this song.
My, I won't spend twice shy, baby.
Oh, yeah.
They played a show recently in North Dakota.
Of course they did.
And they've since apologized because they had almost no COVID protocols in place.
Oh, no.
It was an outdoor show, but people were packed in and didn't look like anybody was wearing any masks or anything. And the band issued a statement. They said, "We have had the luxury of hindsight. And we would like to apologize to those who disagreed with our decision to fulfill our contractual agreement. The promoter and staff were nothing but professional and assured us of the safety precautions." So it sounds like they're kind of passing it off on the promoter.
The
and there are no legal repercussions in North Dakota, so the apology will probably be the end of it. I have a question for you, though, Shauna.
Yeah.
Can you still get COVID even if you're rocking? Like, how does COVID respond to loud rock?
Well.
Because Great White, they rock.
Great White does rock.
Who else rocks?
Genesis rocks.
Sometimes. Sometimes they did not rock. Not like GNR. They rocked all the time.
GNR rocked
so always hard. Rocked.
What about Whitesnake?
Rock. Yeah.
Rock.
Air Supply does not rock. You get COVID at an Air Supply show.
What about Bananarama?
Doesn't rock.
Does not rock.
What about Michael Bolton?
Does not rock.
No, I'm getting COVID listening to him.
Oh, God.
Helix.
Helix
would rock COVID right in the face. Oh, yeah. Rock on, Helix.
So far.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Do you think celebrities like this whole mask thing that's going around right now?
Because of the anonymity?
Yeah. They can wander around much more anonymous now, and they won't stick out. Like, some celebrities used to do it anyway. You know, you'd see Justin Bieber with, like, a bandana over his mouth. And, of course, he'd try and use the big sunglasses and stuff. But even that makes you look even more suspicious,
right.
You know? Like, you see somebody with a bandana, and you're like, you're either a highway robber or someone who's clearly trying to disguise themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas this way, everybody's in a mask, right? You all look kind of the same.
That's a great point. Yeah, and for some of those celebrities, like the really, really big ones,
yeah,
like it must just be hell trying to go out anywhere.
Yeah, like Michael Jackson.
You know,
it's like he couldn't leave. He couldn't go anywhere.
There was a clip years ago, and I mean, this isn't exactly like real life, but Michael Jackson, he had a friend who like owned a mall or something, and they closed the mall and then had actors like play other customers and employees so he could just experience what it was like to shop like a regular person.
How crazy and depressing is that?
It's the saddest thing in the world. Like,
it's the worst.
You understand why the dude was so weird when you're like, no, who would be able to handle that?
That's just it. Yeah. I was like, this might be kind of nice for these people. Maybe they kind of feel a little more like they can get away with being anonymous at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Because everyone's got a mask on. So.
Yeah. On the contrary, I was also thinking that, you know, robbers and stuff, is it going to be harder to identify people who commit crimes right now? Because
definitely.
That's also an interesting thing. I'm
definitely.
Like, oh, how happy are people who career criminals right now? Like, yes.
I don't know what the rules are here, but I know in some places, if you commit a crime while wearing a mask, you can have additional charges added.
Oh, wow. If they actually catch you.
But, I mean, they'd probably have to drop those charges right now if you were wearing a mask for COVID reasons.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just a bizarre, like,
it is, yeah.
Bizarre times.
Strange times, as they say. Good times for celebrities and robbers.
Yeah.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
This might sound kind of stupid, Shauna, but I've even kind of felt that wearing a mask. Because occasionally when you and I go out, we will get recognized by friends of this show. Not often, but
the odd time.
Yeah, and it's enough that it's in the back of my head that like somebody might recognize me. I got to be on my best behavior. But with the mask, you feel a little free, don't you? You're like, huh, I'm totally anonymous. I could yell at a cashier right now if I wanted to.
As long as I don't speak. I have a very unique voice. So speaking is what gives me away. And my hair. So I'd have to cover my hair and not speak, and then I'd be completely anonymous.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of, my voice isn't as distinct as yours, but my hair is.
Yeah.
So
yeah, your hair is
the same.
Dead giveaway too.
I don't want to yell at a cashier. That's not what I would do with total anonymity.
No, so. Me neither. Maybe just walk around a little more naked or something, you know?
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
I was with some friends this weekend that used to go to Burning Man every year.
Oh, yeah.
The wife still goes some years, but the husband said he's done with it. I think he maybe went a little too hard some years. And
it's fair.
Now he's getting too old for that. But
I understand.
I mean, that seems like a festival I might have enjoyed 10 years ago. I don't think I could do it now in my 30s.
No, I always say if I were to do a festival these days, I would buy the package where it's not really a festival, like where you stay at a hotel and I go home and can clean.
You get a villa.
Right.
You're not in a dirty tent.
Exactly. And, yeah.
Especially with that one. Like if you go for the full 9 days or whatever it is and it's hot and dusty.
Oh, man.
And yeah, they were telling me though that one year he got injured and had to go to the medical tent. And I guess the medical facilities at Burning Man are unbelievable.
Really?
They said, like, he said you walk through so many flaps of, like, plastic curtains, basically, that you eventually get to a point where there is no dust in there.
Wow.
And it's the only spot in the festival that's dust-free, because the rest is just a dusty, dirty mess.
Yeah.
But the medical facilities have to stay clean.
Yep.
And he got an x-ray at a music festival.
Oh, my God.
In the middle of the desert.
They brought an x-ray machine.
Yeah, that's how, like, sophisticated their medical facilities are. Apparently, their hospital there is so good that when the festival is happening in the surrounding communities, if someone has a problem, they'll often bring them to Burning Man to get treated, as opposed to, like, taking people out to the surrounding communities. It goes the other way.
Can you imagine you get injured and they're like, all right, here's your wristband. Hold on. We need to bring you in.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was in Saskatchewan this weekend and I passed a sign that said crop inspectors.
No.
And I was like, damn it.
No.
I swear someone just put that sign there because they know how much it tortures us to do another cop bit.
It's Monday morning.
I know. But that's what they are. They're crop cops. They are cops that are for crops. They're... They check out the quality of crops, things like canola and rapeseed, and they're... I also actually learned that there's organic crop inspectors, so there are organic crop cops as well. From what I read, though, you can make a lot of money doing that. They said from $400 to $600 a day to be a crop cop.
And is their job to make sure that the crops are, in fact, organic?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, to check them out, make sure that they're safe, they're organic, they're, you know, using...
$400 to $600
a
day.
That's a lot of money to be a crop... I was like, that's a lucrative business. Maybe I should look into this.
Maybe you could become a crop cop.
Crop cops! We'll check all your crops. We're your friendly crop cops.
Crop cops! We've got reports of insecticide application. Let's roll.
Say no to harm. Say yes to farm.
Agriculture cops!
Agriculture cops!
What kind of seeds are those, son?
Just rapeseed, sir.
That's right.
Hay bales are better than county jails.
Farm cops!
Farm cops!
Yield! Yield!
We'll check out your corn. If it's bad, we'll sound the horn.
Cultivation cops!
Cultivation
cops! VNS in 20 minutes or less.
You know the gum Thrills?
Yes.
The purple stuff that tastes like soap?
Uh-huh.
Why does that exist?
I don't know.
You would think that a company who produced a gum that tasted like soap would quickly go out of business. But you can still buy Thrills in some places all these years later.
I wonder, is it because then it feels cleaner? It's like, no, I'm actually just chewing on soap, so it must really freshen my breath. You know?
I don't have to brush my teeth. Yeah. I chew Thrills. I couldn't figure out exactly when they started making it, but I did learn that it's made in London, Ontario, and the flavor is actually supposed to be rose water.
Soap.
Yeah, even the company admits now that it tastes like soap. It says right on the package, still tastes like soap.
Still tastes like soap.
And like our parents' generation has really fond memories of it. And I'm like, it tastes awful. Like, this was a treat for you?
So one of those is a dare things. It's like, yeah, I dare you to eat that piece of soap gum.
I would get that as like a prank, but here it is, like, still being produced.
So you weird. Know?
My wife, McKenna, said she thinks it's old farmers who are keeping Thrills in business because she said oftentimes old farmers will have a pack of Thrills on them.
Because they can't brush their teeth. They're too busy. So they just...
There's that.
Down a piece of soap gum and there you go.
Or is that who the gum is a thrill for? Like, this is living. You're just out there in the field by yourself.
I loved when Mama used to wash my mouth out with soap, and this just brings back those memories.
They don't want to have too much fun with their gum because life is tough, as a farmer knows. Life is hard, so.
That's their thrill. Woo!
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I was listening to Mother Mother over the weekend, and then I got thinking about bands that repeat their name like that. Like bands that have two words over and over, and there's actually quite a few of them when you start thinking about it. Like, of course, Mother Mother, Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm.
The Ting Tings is in there as well.
Junior Junior. Who were originally Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr., which is one of the funniest band names ever.
It's the best. And then they just shortened it. They should have left it longer. Mr. Mister.
Oh, yeah. Is it Ms. Mister?
There's Mr. Mister. It's like Mr. Dot and then Mister. So written out, but different. But there's that one. Then there's the ones that do it thrice. They have the three ones. There's only a couple of those that I could think of, though. But yeah, of course. Hot Heat. I mean, you can't really count that, but kind of.
And then we could go one more if you really wanted to.
What's that?
This band from Edmonton called Shout Out 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 Out.
Oh, right. I totally
Which is just
about
ignorant
that
at
band.
That point. That's ignorant. Like, if you were telling me about your band, like, what are you called?
Shout Out Out Out.
I'm
going to
stop
out.
You there. I'm going to stop you after the second out because I'm not pleased already.
And can you just say shout out times four? Like, just shorten it. What
shout
are you doing?
Out, out, out. You got to like count in your head as you're saying.
I know,
too.
And then you get shout lost, out, and sometimes out, you're going to add extras for sure. Now introducing shout out, out, out. Out?
Out.
One more out. No?
One for good measure.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
When you were away on Friday, I was talking about how I think someone needs to invent a system to rock a piss in the middle of the night while camping without having to leave the tent.
Yeah.
Like, I will go to great lengths of discomfort to avoid having to get dressed and leave the tent and go out into the woods in the dark.
Yeah, I mean, like, even in your own, the comfort of your own bed, it's annoying to have to get up and pee in the middle
of the
night.
That's exactly what I said.
A tent is even worse. Like,
it's horrible.
Yes.
You said there's mosquitoes out there. They're going to chew on your parts.
Yeah.
Might be bears.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Who knows what's out there?
So a few people messaged with some solutions, including cutting a hole in the tent at roughly bird height and then Velcroing it back up.
That's a good idea.
And I was like, okay, but think about the shape of a tent.
Yeah. You're just going to pee all over your own tent.
Yeah, or unless you have to be like kind of bent almost back in limbo position.
There needs to be a tube system. There's got to be a tube through the hole, and then it goes out kind of like.
But then you need to have like negative pressure so that
like
it flows
system,
out.
And then, it's very complicated. Yeah.
I guess you could just, I don't know about for ladies, but you could just stick your bird in the end of a garden hose and feed that outdoor.
Yeah, like that doesn't work for us. We couldn't quite do that.
You need a funnel as well.
Yeah. Well, she-we, I guess.
But that's one improvement that could be made on the modern tent. My friend suggested another one. We were out camping this weekend, and he said he wants to develop a silent zipper. Because that sound is so loud in the middle of the night.
Yeah, everybody hears it.
Yep. Might as well just yell to the whole campground, hey, everyone.
I have to pee.
I'm going for a piss.
Yeah, I know. There's no sneaking out of tents.
There
either.
Isn't. You can't. No. Like, you could do it very slowly, I guess.
Even still, take a real long just time, like, then do. Yeah.
Screams through the campground.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah, you're right.
Some sort of silencer for the zipper.
That would be good.
And then a place to stick your bird out the tent. And then,
again, though,
we're,
for
we're
the ladies, I would prefer something else too. Okay.
Now you're talking about plumbing. You're talking about like digging a hole under the tent and then like running tubes. And
so,
well,
we should be able to have the same convenience luxuries. Okay.
It's 2020. It's 2020.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
I flew to Saskatchewan this weekend. And of course, flying is not ideal right now. I know. And my God, is the airport a creepy place right now because of that.
I saw your post on Instagram.
There were no cars driving in arrivals. There were four people on my flight.
Were they all sitting behind you? Because there was no one in front of you.
Yes, they were all. Actually, there was one person in front of me. You just couldn't see them. They were right up at the front. And then there was two behind me. Yeah, there was no one on the flight. The whole airport was basically shut down, right? Like half of it is actually completely shut right now because no one's flying, obviously.
So why wouldn't they cancel that flight? Like, they obviously lost money running that flight to Saskatchewan. So
yeah. Sometimes I think those planes have to be somewhere. So perhaps there was a flight back or something that was full. I don't know. I have no idea, but the whole ordeal and experience was something that I will never forget. And then because of the lack of travelers, airlines are being a lot more relaxed with things, I found as well. Like, they were letting everyone have extra bags free of charge. They let everybody spread out throughout the plane, of course, and move seats and whatever. The boarding messages were even more friendly. Like, they came on the PA and said, now boarding zones 1 and 2. If that's you, please make your way to the ticketing agent now or come whenever conveniences you. And I was like, they will never have that in the message ever again. Conveniences me? You will never tell me to come when it conveniences me.
That is wild.
It was crazy.
Did they let you take whatever you wanted off the snack cart, too?
What? No, you aren't allowed to touch it. But I'm sure if you asked for a whole bunch of cookies, they would have just thrown them at you. Been like, here you go. When I like gave my ticket, the woman looked directly at me. I was like, thank you so much for flying with us. Like, you have a great day now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, are you on happy drugs?
Well, they've had layoffs too, right? So
that's true.
Probably appreciate seeing guests.
So. I was like, you could probably have a bomb right now. And they'd be like, ma'am, could we assist you with that explosive? Welcome on the plane. Yes. Have a great day.
Load that into the overhead compartment for you.
Let me help you with that. Yeah, put it right up there.
You're right. Like, I guess flying isn't ideal, but if you're going to fly, being on a plane with four other people is probably...
It was the best case scenario.
Yeah.
For sure. In fact, a lot of people were messaging after because I posted that on Instagram, and they were like, oh my God, that's my dream flight right there.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, obviously.
You want to come up and try flying the plane while you're here? Everyone, you want to give it a turn? We're trying new things now.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.